welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Who Deserves the Praise? Was written by Ann Cetus. From the spiral staircase to the expansive bedroom, from the hardwood floors to the plush carpeting, from the huge laundry room to the well-organized office, the realtor showed a potential home to the young couple. At every corner they turned, they raved about its beauty. You've picked the best place for us. This house is amazing. Then the realtor responded with something they thought a bit unusual, yet true. I'll pass along your compliment to the builder. The one who built the house deserves the praise, not the house itself or the one who shows it off. The realtor's words echo the writer of Hebrews. The builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. The writer was comparing the faithfulness of Jesus, the Son of God, with the prophet Moses. Though Moses was privileged to speak to God face to face and to see his form, he was still only a servant in the house of God. Christ as the Creator deserves honor as the divine builder of everything and as the Son over God's house. God's house is His people. When we serve God faithfully, it's Jesus, the divine builder, who deserves the honor. Any praise we, God's house, receive ultimately belongs to Him. Our scripture reading for today is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house. And we are His house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. Let's pray. Jesus, this planet is filled with such astonishing beauty. May we remember that every beautiful thing, whether natural or man-made, is ultimately made by your hand, and then give you the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.